Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dacay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
February 21, 2022.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dacay.
God, it's Friday, and good Friday morning to all of you, wherever you may be, and welcome to our Bible study online. As we have been saying, we are here to study the Sunday Gospels. We have been saying that whenever we study a gospel, it is the gospel of the Lord. So it is the Lord that we must look at, the Lord that we must listen to, the Lord that we must learn from, and the Lord that we must live by. That is what we are supposed to do when we say we study the Bible, we study the Sunday Gospels. Now, as we have grown accustomed to already, we are not studying just the Gospel. For example, this year, assigned to be proclaimed at every Holy Mass on this seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle C, not just Cycle C. We will also study the Cycle A Gospel according to Matthew, as well as the Cycle B Gospel according to St. Mark. So I repeat, we are on the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. So we shall open our Bibles. We shall listen to our dear sister Jillian, but first of all, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. So that's that. And now we listen to the reading of the Gospel by our sister Julianne as we read St. Luke chapter 6. 27, I think, to 38. So here we are. Take it away.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you.
Thank you, Sir Julian. Of the many sayings of Jesus in this chapter 6 according to Saint Luke, let us just choose one, which is also found in the cycle A Gospel according to Matthew. Let us choose what Jesus said to His disciples. Remember, Jesus is now addressing Himself to His disciples when He was delivering His Sermon on the Mount. He was talking to His disciples. Now that He is addressing to His disciples on the plain, the same thing now. Jesus is saying, you individually, you who are My disciple, love your enemies. Now, by that, you may be an enemy to them, but they may not be your enemies. So, you who are My disciple, love your enemies individually. Who are your enemies? In religion, In religion, not in economics, not in politics, but in religion, in matters of faith and morals. Who are your enemies? It's all mentioned there. Example, those who hate you, those who curse you, those who mistreat you, those who persecute you, he or she who strikes you on the right cheek, he or she who takes you your cloak, he or she who takes you what is yours. These are your enemies. I repeat, you may not be the enemy to them, but they are enemy to you for doing that. Jesus said, you, a disciple, meaning you who are willing to study and learn, you who are able to learn and live by what I say, love your enemies. Now question, how do we love your enemies? Certainly, you do not fall in love with them. That is why this love is commanded. Jesus is not suggesting love your enemies. He is commanding. He is mandating. Because this love of enemies is not easy to do. Because here, you have to use your intellect. You have to use your will in order to love your enemies. How? You have to use your intellect to study and learn what is true in your enemies. And then you have to use your will to search and long for what is good in your enemies and for them. And that is not easy to do. That is why we are commanded to see what is true and to will for what is good in our enemies. How therefore do we love our enemies? Individually, I repeat, we are told in the gospel, You do them good. You bless them. You pray for them. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Bless them. Pray for them. Now, I repeat, this is on the altar of religion, not in the area of business, nor in the arena of politics. You do what is commanded. Use your intellect and use your will. You do not fall in love with enemies just straight from your heart. You have to think about what is true and what is good. You ask, why do you have to love your enemies? Don't you have enough friends to love? But Jesus said, no, as a disciple, you have to love others. Who, I repeat, your enemies, by doing good to them. Now, your enemies, you may not control what they think about or against you. You have no control about how they feel about you. But it is you, disciple, who must use your intellect and your will to do good to them. I repeat, why? So that, the gospel says, you may be like God. You may be like God, who makes the sun shine over the good and the bad, like God who causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. In other words, so that you may be merciful as the Father. You may be perfect as the Father. In other words, if we love our enemies as disciples, we are God-like. Or we are like God. In Cebuano, we say we are liwat. We are liwat. Like Father, like Son, or like Son, like Father. That is the main purpose of why you love the enemies, so that, like God, you deal with them, whether they are that bad or that good. The sun shines, the rain falls on everyone. Jesus gave an example of this, how God-like he was, or how God he was like God. In the Gospel according to St. Mark, Jesus was preaching in a house, and there were four men who brought a paralytic man on his mat, because this man has asked them to take him to Jesus. They could not enter the door. It was crowded. So what they did, we know this story. They went up to the roof. They broke a hole there, and they let the mat down right in front of Jesus. How did Jesus deal with them. He proved and showed himself that he was God when he said, "Child, you paralytic man, your sins are forgiven." And when the Pharisees somehow objected to it, Jesus said, I'll show you that I am not just a forgiving God. I can also heal even the sickness. So he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pack up your mat, and walk home." So Jesus here is really showing himself not only like God or God-like, but God himself. Jesus really was teaching by example. Now, as I have been saying, this is not easy to do. That's why loving your enemies, you must try to practice it. How? Whenever you go to Mass, pay attention to what the presider says alone. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May the love of God be with you. May the communion of the Holy Spirit with you individually. Because only with the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Spirit can we truly be loving our families. So therefore, at the end of the day, when the Mass is ended, when we go forth, we are energized with that, the grace of Christ, love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit, and we go home. Now remember, Jesus has said, your worst enemies are in your own household. He has said this. Your worst enemies are within your own household. So be careful. We are commanded to love our worst enemies at home. You may ask why or how, we shall see later. But that is it. This is a command of God, of Jesus Christ, who is God, who himself acted not only like God, but as God. We are supposed, therefore, to be children of God, liwat sa Father or sa Son, in this matter of following, of loving our enemies. If they do not love us, that's their problem, but the command is on you. The command is on you individually, a disciple, willing to study and able to learn. So this is it, what we are supposed to be thinking about, especially during these days when we are campaigning for political candidates, etc., etc., and maybe doing our business. But here I pause for some of your questions, some of your reflections on this matter of love your enemies. I repeat, this love is very different from the falling in love, which is very easy to do. According to your senses, you see, you hear, you smell, you touch, you taste what is good and beautiful, you easily fall in love. But enemies, we are now talking about disciples who are commanded by Jesus individually to use your intellect to study what is true, and to use your will to long for what is good. So true and good is what you have to see in your enemies. And the best there is that if you love your enemies, you are like God. You're like a son of God, a child of God, a liwat sa Ginoo, because the Ginoo makes the sun shine over all and causes the rain to fall over all. No distinction at all. So how to be children of God, sons and daughters of God. We sing that, right? We love to sing that. Sons of God, etc. Because we would like to be liwat sa Ginoo. We have been created to His likeness, in His image. That's why, actually, when you love your enemies, you are just trying to behave according to your original holiness, in His likeness, in His image.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Please tell us more why our worst enemies are at home.
How many ways there are? I tell you, remember, those at home, father and mother, parents and children, elders and youngers, we live with them every day, every hour of the day at least, when vacation time. We face each other. And therefore, they may mistreat you, they may curse you, they may hate you for one reason or another. Our Lord said, okay, I can break even the most intimate of relationships, meaning between husband and wife, meaning between parents and children, between elder children and younger children. But the reason for the division is not political or economic, but religion. In my name, Jesus said, they will be divided within the house. So there are ways, there are many ways that we can be enemies to others and they to us. We have therefore precisely to try to believe accordingly and behave as baptized persons within the family. But this cannot be denied in matters of vocation, I tell you. Who easily objects to you, my dear, darling, beautiful girl? You want to be a nun? Of course not. Mawad ang tagliwat. who will object to that? Ikaw, padre, ikaw dong, may pagka, bayot-bayot mang kahala, ikaw pa, ikaw pagpare dong, etc. Ang mga objections in matters of vocation, precisely, naa sa home. And this is what I mean. Now, even if we have been baptized as Catholics, we have been married as Catholics, even if our house has been blessed many times, enmity, we can see among ourselves enemies. That's why we have to love them, do them good, bless them, pray for them.
Second question, Lord.
Second question.
Monsignor, we also have enemies in economics and in politics. How do we campaign with love against them?
As I said, this gospel is about loving enemies on the altar of religion in matters of faith and morals. Actually, businessmen have enemies in the sense that there are traitors who cheat, who do not tell the truth, who etc., who overprice their items or underprice them. In other words, your enemies in business are your contemporaries doing the same thing, etc. But that is not what Jesus meant. In politics, it's the same. When we campaign for candidates, yes, the contrapartido is our enemy, but that is not what is meant here, that you love them or else you will have to vote for all of them. You vote for your friends among your enemies, your contrapartidos. That is all. That's in these days where we are, when we are campaigning for our dear and near friends among the candidates, that is what is meant by love your enemies in religion.
Next question, Your.
Next question.
We have enemies in religion who preach against us. How do we love them?
Precisely. In matters of religion, we have enemies who preach against us. Lisa ni Cristo, Elisuriano, Kibuloy, all these. Now, the question is, you as a Catholic, how do you love them when they keep on preaching against you? We do not preach against them. We just go on preaching what we believe is true. You know, this is like the parable of the wheat and the weeds. If you have a good garden and you have green grass and you have weeds at the same time, there was a question, Master, do you want us to uproot the weeds? The Master said, no, do not uproot the weeds, because you might also uproot the wheat, the green grass. Let them grow together. Let them coexist, but feed the green grass. Fertilize the green grass so that the green grass eat well and the weeds will die by starvation, because all the nutrients are eaten by the green grass. Meaning, therefore, what we are supposed to do against those who preach against us, don't let us preach against them. Let us just preach what we believe in as true and behave accordingly. Then we are developing in ourselves virtues and values, and they will die by starvation.
Next question. Thank you again for sharing yourself to us. You are right, sometimes it is very difficult to forgive. Kus usahay mudako hinuon ang ulo an mo samot hinuon. So okay ra ba, Monsignor, to take flight rather than fight, meaning magpalayo na lang and pray for her or his enlightenment?
Ano? Yes, you may say that I have enemies. You know what the opposite to love is? The opposite to love is not to hate. Because when you hate, you want this guy to exist so that you can pounce on him, you can curse him and mistreat him. The opposite of love, as you know, is ignorance. When you are presumed to be nobody, when I ignore you and I presume that you do not exist at all, that is worse. I'll give you an example. You are looking out of your window. A close friend passes by. And you say, "Good morning," but he or she does not even look at you. She ignores you. That is more hurting than to say, "I hate you." To ignore a fellow as if he or she does not exist is the opposite of love. Pope Francis has already said this. The opposite of love is indifference, individualism, and ignorance. Ignorance as if you do not exist in my eyes. And I do not care for you, indifferent. And I care only for myself, individualism. That is against love.
Next question, Yor.
Yeah.
What will I do if someone is very unchristian to me?
That is precisely the challenge. You are the Christian. Because if a guy treats you as a Christian or mistreat you as a Christian and you mistreat him as well, then duha na mo. So what's the difference? As a Christian, as a disciple, you should make a difference. Or else, if you are the same as others, so why be a Christian? Once you wish to be a Christian, you have to learn how to love others. And not easy. But then who says Christianity is easy to live by? It's very difficult.
Reflection, your. It is good to forgive and forget from within our heart, because if not, it may cause sickness to us. We just have to have strong faith that God is just. Our vindication in His time, all be well.
As I said, this is not easy to do. This is a commandment very hard to obey. That's why you should have the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. What is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Grace is a gift freely given. Jesus is the gift that the Father has freely given to us. How does Jesus give Himself to us? Two ways. In His Word, he who hears my word and keeps it remains in me and I in him. Second, Holy Communion. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him. We need those three so that when you go home, you are energized with the grace, the love, and the communion of the Trinity. To forgive, to forget. I tell you, if you do not forget, you have not yet forgiven. So, to love your enemies is the best thing we can do as disciples of Jesus. We now know what is true in every individual. We know what is good for every individual. That's why Jesus said, you greet anybody. Dili kayong che na lang. Do not say that. You greet everyone, or you either don't greet anyone. But if you say something against the others, that will not make a difference between you and them.
You greet a person, if they do not greet you back, then they will be the one who is not right.
That's right. You see, I take this example. You go to Carbon, a line of vendors, Tansones, all of them. Then you go to the first, you pick up a Lansones and say, pila mani dai? Yang nga tukang, pila mani dai? Pila mani? Oh, na nabusog na ka at the end of the line. Who vendor will love you? You do not buy anything from them. You have tasted from all of them. This is why to love your enemies is God-like. It makes you a son or daughter of God. It's not easy at home because we face each other day and night. That's why Jesus says your worst enemies are within your household. There are those who say, destroy your enemies. Why do you love them? I'll give you an example. This may not be familiar with many of you, but if you know US history, Abraham Lincoln was campaigning for the presidency of the United States. During the campaign, his worst enemy was a Mr. Stanton, Edwin Stanton. He was his number one enemy. But when Abraham Lincoln was elected president of the United States, you know what he did first? He appointed Mr. Stanton as his Secretary of State. His loyalists said, but sir, you should destroy your enemies. Why are you making them your friends? And Abraham Lincoln said, am I not destroying my enemies when I make them my friends? And he was not even a Catholic.
May I question you?
That, of course, cannot happen in the Philippines. If the president is this party and the vice president is in that party, they will never be working in the same administration.
Another question, Your.
Yeah.
As what you have said, Monsignor, it is not easy to forgive. There are really times that very long time we forgive. Can God understand us and forgive us?
Yeah, that's we are very human beings. We live mostly by our sensual perceptions. What we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we touch, and what we taste. It's true. But you cannot do this all by yourselves. You must be helped by God, the grace of our Lord, love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit. You have to be a good Christian to make a difference. Remember, huh? What Mahatma Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, that Indian leader, that Indian guru, he was a peace-loving guy, a colored Indian. He went to Africa. At that time, in Africa, there was a church for the white and a church for the blacks. One time, this black Indian, Gandhi, dared to enter a church of the whites. Immediately, he was ejected. And you know what Gandhi said? Christianity I love. It is Christians I do not like. So how individual Christians may not be liked? So Christianity is what I love. Christians I do not like. Only that kind of Christians. This is not easy, I repeat. This is not easy. But this is in the Gospels for next Sunday, in the Gospel of Matthew, as well as in the Gospel of Luke, and as well as in the Gospel of St. Mark, that we must be God-like. We must be like God. We must be sons and daughters of God. Liwat sa Ginoo.
How do we unburden and release the indifference we have built in order to protect us from our enemies?
Again?
How do we unburden and release the indifference we have built in order to protect us from our enemies?
Use your intellect and your will. Because if you live by what your senses, your sensual perceptions tell you, it will be difficult. When you go to church, you see that your enemy is seated here, then you sit down here. Why don't you next time sit beside him or her? And try to make a difference. You who are a disciple, you who are a Christian in name and in deed, make a difference by doing what is difficult. He does not look at you, that's his problem. At least you are looking at him or her. How many times I see parishioners going inside a church and looking around first where their friends are, then they sit beside them. I challenge you next time, you go to church, look around for whoever has maligned you or gossiped against you, and you try to sit or kneel beside him or her. That's what I call Christian loving.
To annoying people who want to convert me, I follow what I learned. Say I'm Catholic Sirado. I heard this term, cradle Catholic, like this.
That's right. That's right. Kitang mga Katoliko, I know. As I have said I have said this many times, do not slam the door against Mormons who knock on your doors. Let them come in, offer them a glass of coffee or tea. Welcome them. They are Americans. You have not been to America. There are two Americans now at the door. Welcome them. For all you know, they may court one of your daughters. So that's that. We pause here for the final blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you and goodbye, and see you again on the last Friday of the month of February.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your hosts, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.